Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back. Today I'm going to talk about Skype-based English teaching, right? And the funny thing is, my friends, if you go onto YouTube and you type in Skype English teaching or something like that, right? In the videos that will come up whereby an English teacher teaches a student, right? One thing will stand out, and basically, the teacher does most of the talking, right? He talks and talks, and then he might ask a question to the student or tell him or her to say something, right? But the way I see, there's no direct benefit to that student's speech from those lessons. You want to know why? Simply because there's not an awful lot of repetition and mimicking going on. Read this article about repetition and read this article about mimicking. And that's pretty much the only way a language can be actually acquired. If you are told something that leads you to respond in a certain way, basically you ask a question and then a key phrase or the so-called collocation. If you don't know what the collocation is, please read this article, right? So basically, that collocation is included in the question, and then the student responds by using that key phrase. It leads him or her to the correct response. But on most occasions, what happens is the teacher asks something, and then student stresses out and hesitates and provides some sort of an answer, which is sometimes incorrect, and then which is the worst thing of all, right? The teacher asks the student, no, this way of saying it wasn't really correct. I want you to think about it and tell me what's the proper way of saying it, right? And then the student goes, racking her or his brain trying to remember what is the proper way. Jesus, it's wrong on two accounts. First of all, it's putting an immense stress onto the poor person, right? And when you stress out, your fluency goes out the window. It deteriorates big time. And you may want to read this article as to why it happens when we stress out, our fluency deteriorates, right? So basically, it's the stress factor. That's the first account. And the second one is, if you don't know what the proper way is, you just don't know it. You can't just conjure up something in your mind, just think of something and produce the proper way of saying this sentence out of thin air. You have to be told what to say. So basically, there should be no guesswork going on. There should be no stress. The teacher should be asking questions which actually include hints to the proper answers, and then to elicit questions from the student. The things that the teacher says, the hint that he drops to the student, also has to include that key phrase or the so-called collocation, right? That leads the student to asking the required question. Basically, every single bit has to lead to another. You can't structure the whole Skype lesson just by randomly asking some things and then expecting the student to answer a certain way. More often than not, the poor person will end the lesson on the same note he started, right? None the wiser. Yes, it's going to provide some practice, but no, I don't believe that it's good value for money. At the end of the day, you still end up paying for that lesson, and after those 30 or 60 minutes, your fluency hasn't actually gained a bit of improvement. Whereas in my Fluency Star coaching, this is the website, right? Currently it's closed down. I'm not taking on board any more students because I have a number of them currently. So we're going ahead with our chat sessions and everything. So basically in our chat sessions, the student does purposeful repetition and asks questions and answers questions based on the hints or questions I'm telling him or her, for that matter, to ask or say, right? So basically, whatever I say has the key phrase included in it, and then the student has to repeat it and construct the sentence based on something readily given, which is an awful lot easier, and it's 100 times more beneficial to your fluency improvement, because every time you repeat it, it imprints itself into your brain, and then eventually you'll end up speaking just like a native speaker, using those particular collocations, hundreds of them basically, over the duration of the 8 weeks that the Fluency Star coaching is going to go on for, right? You will definitely see a tremendous improvement to your fluency, my friends, and that's how proper Skype coaching has to happen. Not the way others do it, right? I'm not just knocking everyone, but let's call spade a spade. I see what it is, right? And it is pretty bad. Just taking a person on board and just asking some random questions and putting that person under pressure, making them guess what the proper response is not gonna make that person more fluent. I'm convinced of that, right? Okay, my friends, thanks for watching this video. And who knows, maybe someday I will see you on my Fluency Star Coaching program, right? Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.